Anne-Marie Wiley says she was fired by Real Housewives of Beverly Hills over conservative views. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 4, 2025. Nurse anesthetist Anne-Marie Wiley, who is married to sportscaster and former NFL player Marcellus Wiley, says she was fired by Bravo's The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills due to her conservative views. Anne-Marie Wiley told Tomi Lahren during an appearance on Friday's episode of OutKick's. Tomi Lahren is fearless that she was vilified after an old video clip resurfaced, in which her husband expressed that only women should compete in female sports. Watch below. He had said he would not allow daughters to compete with a biological male, he would protect them from that, Wiley explained. So, someone in this media universe digged that up, and I was vilified because of it. The first issue that I was cancelled for was being opposed to biological males competing in women's sports. Wiley continued, adding that the second issue was my opposition to pedophilia. The former Real Housewives star explained that her castmates took issue with her outrage over Balenciaga's 2022 AD campaign featuring photos that sexualized children. Living in California, in Los Angeles, where people are so, for lack of a better term, just hateful. People are very, very hateful, Wiley said. And they will spew terms like bigot and transphobic in order to silence you and cause fear, and make you silent on these issues, and make you feel bad for speaking out about what you believe in, she added. There are, however, plenty of secret conservatives in Hollywood, the former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star noted. In Los Angeles, in California specifically, because it's very hard to be conservative here, people won't say that they are, Wiley said. During the election cycle, I knew so many people who pretended that they had voted Democrat, when really they didn't. There are quite large circles of people who will all talk amongst each other about that. And we all know that we voted for Trump, but they won't publicly say that they voted for Trump. Whether it's, you know, they don't want to lose a role or a job or an endorsement or whatever it is, she added. People won't actually say that they voted for Trump, even when they did, Wiley asserted. The former Real Housewives star elaborated. I think there's this overarching theme in Hollywood that you have to be a Democrat. And beyond that, you have to go along with their ideologies. No matter how ludicrous, and insane, and nonsensical they are. I will tell you that there are issues that some of them did agree with me about. They'll never say that publicly, and they said that they won't say it publicly, but there are issues that they would agree with. There's this theme in Hollywood, like people know you have to conform to these ideologies. Whether you agree with them or not, otherwise you will be cancelled, like I was. Nonetheless, Wiley noted that she has been seeing a cultural shift following President Donald Trump's landslide victory in the 2024 election. I think the narrative is moving away from bashing Trump, and bashing Republicans all the time, she said. The country has shown what they want to see, and I think people want to see more of those conservative views on mainstream television. Last month, Wiley was invited to the White House for President Trump's Black History Month celebration. It was the most incredible day, she said. It was filled with so many open-minded and like-minded, welcoming, intelligent people, and it was so refreshing to see. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.